Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. But hey, might also be listening along here on the North Platte Post Kubota podcast. Cantor Raff joining you here this morning, and hopefully everyone's having a good start to their mornings. I know I am. I know we got through a weekend of some, I'm going to say, meh weather. I mean, it was kind of cloudy, some rain, but sun shining today and tomorrow, and supposed to go back to wind and rain into next week as well. But hey, you know, once a month, we always welcome in Caitlin Jacobson with 4-H. We'd also like to bring in a 4-H'er as well to join us. But first and foremost, Caitlin, good morning, and how are we doing today?
Good morning. It's good. It's good to be here on a Monday, for sure. Getting ready. The summer's fast approaching, so we got lots of 4-H stuff to talk about today.
And that's what I was just going to dive right into. I mean, I know you it sounds like you were out of town last week, and now you're back, and it's like, man, May's going to be here before we know it. June and July is going to be here before it's fair season's basically here upon us, isn't it?
It is. It is. Preparations have been going on for a while, but 4-H'ers for sure are getting into the summer 4-H mode, getting their 4-H projects prepared. And we have Stephanie here with us. She's going to talk about her project that she brought last year and maybe tell us what she has planned for the fair 2024.
And Stephanie has some cool projects, folks. When we get the audio up here at northplattepost.com, we'll have some of those pictures, and you can see what Stephanie did. And I can tell you, they are really cool. But hey, let's switch gears. We'll go to Stephanie. And Stephanie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I'm sleepy.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, being sleepy. I'm always sleepy when I'm in my chair. But, you know, Stephanie, you got the chance to take part in the Home Environment Project, did really well, and especially got the state fair. But kind of before we dive in a little bit, just tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Stephanie, and my favorite animal is a flamingo, and I really like light purple. But I just like doing fair because, I don't know, I like animals, to showing them and stuff like that.
Can't go wrong. Definitely 4-H brings out the best in everyone. Different areas they like to attack. But hey, just, you know, your project last year, you got the chance to go to the state fair and, you know, heard me talk about how cool it was. Your sign, the mason jar you made into a flower vase, that was pretty cool. But just kind of talk about your project a little bit last year and like kind of say what you did and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so first I'm going to start up with my home sign. I learned how to sand with sandpaper. I learned how to use drills, and I learned how to use a tape measure to make sure the same spacing was in between each of the letters. And also I made them glow in the dark.
So was it kind of fun just to learn how to use everything to come away with your project, like all the different tools?
Yeah, because I didn't know they had to be a specific length apart to actually look good or not. So that was really fun.
So what was like your favorite part when it came to designing the sign and your mason jar into a flower vase? Like, what was kind of the fun part of it?
The fun part was how, like, I wanted to arrange them and what buttons I wanted to use. That was really fun. Plus, I think the painting, I just like to paint in general. I like to paint, so.
And then I'll ask you now, what was the hardest part about creating your project last year? It could be one, there could be multiple. Like, what would you say, what was the hardest part in all the creativity last year when it came for your project?
The hardest part was, like, getting them, because, like, I get frustrated with myself. I'm like, why are you doing this? Because, like, my mom also helped me, and, like, she kind of used me as a cheat sheet to help her make a home sign just to set on our front patio. But the hardest part, I think I would say, just getting all the tools, getting them organized, and how making sure the distance and the length was even enough.
And then I'll ask you, in the pictures that folks will be able to see online, there are some awards, you know, at the state fair. Kind of talk about some of the awards you took home from this last year's project.
Oh, okay. So for my home sign, I walked past it, but my parents saw it first, and I got a purple. I was really happy with myself, because to bring home a purple from the state fair is just amazing to me. Like, I never got a purple there. But then I did get a red with my button flowers. But to be honest, I could have, like, spray painted, like the wire that we used because it was just plain old brown or black. Who likes that? So I guess I could have done that. I could have improved better.
So is that your momentum for this year for your button flowers? It's like, we got, now we know what happened last year. We got momentum to roll into this fair and hopefully get back to the state fair.
Yeah, I'm going
to
make them more colorful. I think that's my goal for this year.
Well, I know we have still some more talk about the home environment project, but one of the fun things we like to do here is I like to ask is kind of talk about how long have you been in 4-H?
I've been doing home ec projects for a long time, but just last year I actually started doing rabbits and dog 4-H. But I don't know. I can't tell. Maybe like, I'm trying to think, 6 years of 4-H? I think I started it when I was 4.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. 4-H definitely teaches you a lot. Another question I like to ask our 4-H'ers is like, so what are some of the lessons you've learned so far during your time in 4-H?
Some of my lessons are like I'm going to bring up dog 4-H again. So I didn't know like through the obstacles in the one part of that, I didn't know you couldn't like drag them off because that minus is the point. Plus you couldn't touch the obstacles, and I slid, and so I bumped an obstacle, and so that was negative points. And so I definitely know this time, and I didn't know some of the dogs had these different body parts, so I learned definitely a lot more, and I'll definitely improve this year.
So with the upcoming fair, I mean, fair season's basically upon us here. Caitlin and I talking about it. Have you started getting yourself prepared for the activities you want to participate?
Yes, I have looked with my mom to what projects to do. And last year I dyed a shirt, but I used Q-tips and then sprayed them and made a shirt out of that. But then I think I'm going to try some different techniques and kind of make my own stuff, but then yeah, we definitely have some planned upon us.
So I'm going to kind of dive right into it. 2024 is here. Have you kind of, is there anything you could tell us about your upcoming, if you're going to do more the home environment project? I mean, anything you can kind of tell us, you don't have to spoil anything, but maybe a couple things you have coming up here for your upcoming project.
I think I am going to do button flowers again, but make them one certain color this year. And then I think I'm going to paint a shirt, like paint something on the shirt. And I have these Legos that I've never played with, but it's like a little bison because we went to South Dakota. And I think I'm going to build that to put in Lego. And then I think I'm going to make more cookies that I'm going to prove on because the judges said last year they're too salty because we're not as salt, like we're a salty family. And so they said no salted butter. So I think that's what we're going to look forward to next year.
I'm the same way. I'm a salted butter fan. I can sure tell you that. And, I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, you got a lot in 4-H. With summertime coming up, do you do anything outside of 4-H when it comes to summer season, like any youth sports?
Yes. I actually do here in North Platte. I'm at the community college. I do volleyball and basketball camp. And this year, my mom signed me up for Kearney volleyball thing. And then here in North Platte, they celebrate Miss Nebraska's little sister, and this year I tried out, I got in, and so that's also one thing I'm going to do here in North Platte.
Well, I think one thing you and I can agree on is this summer you're definitely going to learn how to balance your time with 4-H and your other activities as well.
Yes.
But I mean, I'll ask you, now that summer's here, we'll be here before you know it, you looking forward to summer?
Yes, I am looking forward to summer just because I get outside of my home and school, and I get to see a lot of my friends that don't just come here in North Platte and to come and play with me because they're all the way out there, and 4-H really brings me closer to with everything.
Well, lastly, I have for you, Stephanie, is we always like to ask the question, because every 4-H'er has different advice for other kids may be interested, but what advice would you give to someone who was thinking about joining 4-H?
4-H definitely teaches you a lot of life lessons. Like I mentioned, how to use a drill. that you'll definitely need to know when you get older. You definitely need to know how to get a drill figured out and sandpaper and different strokes of painting, or also just bring air holes and bubbles and stuff like that.
Well, perfect there, Stephanie. And Caitlin, we'll round things off with you. Any final thoughts you have, and how can folks contact the 4-H office?
Absolutely. So as you always love when 4-H'ers get to come in and just kind of share their story and just all the different projects that are available for kids that come from any walks of life, as Stephanie can attest to and as you've heard her talk, all the different individuality that can come through in your 4-H projects, what colors you want to choose from, the different design techniques you use. That's what I specifically like about the home environment projects, because you get to really hone in on some creativity. And it's something anybody can do. I'm sure a lot of people at home have materials that you can use just to channel their inner creativity, and there's something to be said about having a final project that you can share in an exhibit at the fair. So just encourage families and youth to consider that. I know a lot of kids, they like to create in things. So if you're already doing that at home, why not join 4-H and enter that and get some feedback. You heard her talk about some of the judges' comments that were made at fair and how she plans to improve. That kind of goes back to the 4-H model. We're always looking to make the best better. A lot of these projects come, and it's just so neat to see what 4-H'ers come up with and how they change their projects based on the feedback that they got last year at fair, for sure.
Well, perfect there. And hey, Caitlin, we might have some listeners listening along here. You might have some questions, comments, or maybe interest in 4-H. How can they contact y'all?
Yes. So you can contact the Extension office at 308-532-2683. You can follow us on Facebook at Lincoln Logan McPherson County 4-H. So just encourage you to reach out, ask questions. Our website is llm.unl.edu. We have lots of good information on there. So we have a lot of summer workshops going on. I'll put a little plug in for North Platte Giving Day is going on right now. Early giving started April 25th and it goes through May 8th. So if you are so inclined to support the 4-H program, any donations that you make during North Platte Giving Day will go directly to our local program here. 4-H Council uses any donations to go towards scholarships for youth, camp scholarships, to purchase awards that are given out during fair, to buy other equipment that's needed for programs like shooting sports, new jumps for our horse program. And so there's just a lot of expenses that we have that you support and help us out when you make donations to our program. So encourage you. We hope that you will consider supporting us for North Platte Giving Day.
Well, perfect there. Caitlin, Stephanie, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to join us here today, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.